And welcome to the Sportscast, February 19th, 2018, AD. We had one heck of a weekend in sports. We had the NBA All-Star Game. And today's Sportscast guest is Oscar Arangarin. He is a good friend of mine for the past couple years. He's my former roommate, and Oscar is on the line. Hey, Oscar, how are you?
Hey, how's it going, Santiago?
So, Oscar, All-Star Game 2018 was a different format this year. It was LeBron versus Steph, and each side picked like their own rosters. What'd you think about that?
I think it was great. I think it's a great concept. I enjoyed it. I just think Team Curry, I think he could have done a little better picking his team, although I do think he has great players on it, but I think he could have done a little bit better. Although I was surprised at the score and how they were leading almost the whole game.
Yeah, and Team LeBron won the game 148 to 145. Of course, there was no defense, but LeBron was able to pull it off. Of course, you're the biggest LeBron fan in the world, aren't you?
Well, I respect the guy. You know, he's a great player. Absolutely no question about it. You know, arguably could be considered the number one player in the NBA. But do I prefer him as my player? No.
So overall, what'd you think about the game?
I think it was great. I think they played a great show. I also think they could have done better with the jerseys. I wasn't too much of a fan of the jerseys they had. You know, usually NBA All-Star jerseys, I think they could do. They have been a better look, a better style, something you really look forward to kind of buying. But yeah, I think the game was pretty good.
And
I was surprised. Did Jimmy Butler play?
I don't know. Let me double check on that.
Leading up to the third quarter, so I mean, he had no minutes.
Okay, so here's was like the starters. For Team LeBron, it was LeBron James, DeMarcus Cousins, Anthony Davis, Kevin Durant.
No, but DeMarcus is injured, so he didn't play.
Okay, and then Kyrie Irving and LeBron James. The reserves were LaMarcus Aldridge, Bradley Beal, Goran Dragic, Andre Drummond, Paul George, Kevin Love. Kevin Love was dressed. He didn't play. Victor Oladipo, Kristen Porzingis, Kemba Walker, John Wall, and Westbrook. For Team Curry was Giannis Antetokounmpo, DeMar DeRozan, Joel Embiid, and James Harden. And reserves for Jimmy Butler, Draymond Green, Al Horford, Lillard, Howry and Klay Thompson and Karl Anthony Towns.
Yep.
So
that seems to be.
And I'm trying to figure out what was the. Who do you think? I mean, who had a better team? You think?
I mean, I was surprised how. Again, there was no defense, but you know. Team Curry was definitely putting up buckets. Do I consider them the better team? No, I think the better players or the more ranked, the higher ranked players were in Team LeBron. I mean, you have Durant already there, just gives you an edge. You know, adding Kyrie Irving, Westbrook. I mean, these guys are high ranked stars, aggressive, you know, buzzer beaters, give me the ball, last shot kind of people compared to kind of the squad. I was surprised that he didn't pick Kevin Durant first.
Yeah.
But maybe because he played.
But also, like, he chose Kyrie, which is interesting.
Who, LeBron or Curry?
LeBron.
Yes. So I'm saying I was surprised that Curry didn't choose Durant.
Which Curry chose. Draymond Green and Klay Thompson.
I know. That's what I mean. Like, what?
Now,
kind of.
Now, this is kind of weird because, you know, it's which is kind of ironic because you don't know what type of message are they sending. Does Durant get along with Curry?
No, I don't think so. I don't think it has anything to do with that at all. I think they knew each other. But I don't know. I mean, I think when you do that, you want to pick the best players, right? You want to have like a solid first, at least two picks. And I think Durant and then Giannis, or Durant and then Anthony Davis, it's the picks for me. ESPN, they had like they had the public kind of drafting your own team. So for me, when I had Curry and I drafted first, I chose Durant first.
You know, it's funny. Like whoever had Durant, I thought was gonna win it.
Yeah, I believe so too.
For team,
was a great pick too.
Yeah. For Team Steph Curry, Joel Embiid had 19 points, Giannis had 16, DeRozan had 21, Harden had 12, and Curry had 11. Surprised that Harden didn't have much points.
No, not surprised too much. I mean, I don't think he has the all-star character, you know? I don't think he has that persona when he's in the midst of all the all-stars. I think he's a great player, I think, in his own and his team. You know, he's earned it. But when it comes to other people being around him that are that caliber of superstars, I'm not saying he shies away from it, but I think the other of taking the show. You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, Harden, like, he's more like of a assist guy as well. You know, but at the same time, some players take the All-Star game more serious than others. And
Exactly. Yeah. That's what I mean. Harden's not there. I mean, when he's in his team, guarantee. I mean, that's why he's dropping 50 buckets, you know, a night sometimes, because he understands his role. But I think when it comes to other elite players around him, you know, the other players just seem to kind of, you know, separate themselves as more of a superstars.
For Team LeBron, LeBron had 29 points. Kevin Durant had 19. Kyrie Irving had 13. Anthony Davis had 12. And Russell Westbrook had 11.
That's classic LeBron right there.
Was he playing for the MVP?
I don't know. I think so. I think he was trying to play to dominate, you know?
Which is his third. Is it, you know, it's just another year that, you know, he'll probably play again next year. Where do you think he'll be going this summer?
Man, where will he be going this summer? I don't know. I don't think he's going to go to the Lakers. I just don't see him going over there. I think he wants to cash in. I mean, he's done. That's why he's been doing a kind of year deals, 2 year with the options, no trade clause kind of deals. You know, he's always having the advantage and the leverage. So, I think it's about that time now that he cashes in. I'm not saying that after this year, his career is over. His talent has demised. I mean, you see him every year; he plays elite. So I'm sure he has more years to come, but I think he's in a season where I think now is the time to kind of already say, okay, I want a cash-in term now. I don't see him going into the Lakers to do that, because at the end of the day, I think he also wants to win championships. You know, I'm sure Jordan 6 rings, Kobe 5 rings is always in the back of his mind, you know, that he wants to be there or surpass it. But he wants to be in a team that's going to do that. And I don't think the Lakers, even though I'm a Laker fan, have that yet. Even with him joining in, I just don't see it. You know, especially to compete with the West. I mean, the West, you have the Spurs, the Golden State Warriors, the Rockets. These are teams that have time to kind of really build in order to contend with the top two teams, which are the Warriors and the Spurs. I don't see him going over there. I think he should stay in the Cavs. they signed him. He made a big deal leaving. He made a big deal going back. Just end your career there. Cash it in, end your career, win chips or not. Just live your legacy, end your legacy there.
Can Cleveland win the East?
Can Cleveland win the East? I like the trades that they did. I mean, I know the Lakers had the advantage in this trade, but them getting Lance Jr., Clarkson, wow. I think also, what's another player, Hoops? What's his name? I don't know if his name was Hoops or something, but wow, those players are young. They're aggressive. They like to score. They like to play defense. They did a great job picking them up, and I think they'll contend. Man, right now I'm giving the edge to Boston.
I like Boston, too.
I think they're a better put-together team. Yeah, I think they're a better put-together team and defense.
Yeah. So
I think they have better coach as well.
Cleveland got – they gave away Shannon Frye.
Yeah. I mean, he's got surgery, so I don't think he's playing for the rest of the season.
And – is Golden State going to lock it up in the West?
I think so. I still have yet to see James Harden do big time when it matters. You know, have we seen him shy away when he was in the Thunder? You know, maybe he had an off game. Who knows? But so far in the playoffs and when it matters, he has not been James Harden that we know through the season. And then you have Chris Paul. Love Chris Paul, but we see him with a great team on the Clippers, and it just didn't pan out. So for me to think that they'll overtake the Warriors, no, the Warriors have it. The Spurs, I don't know what's going on. I think Kawhi Leonard is injured.
He is.
So you take Kawhi Leonard out of the equation, and we see what happens. We see what happened last year. You know, I mean, I think maybe they had a shot of really giving it to the Warriors last year and taking them off, but once he got injured, that's it. It was basically a pathway for the Warriors.
Back to the All-Star game, what has been your favorite All-Star game memory?
Oh, my favorite All-Star game memory. You definitely got to take it back to when Jordan played. Any years with Jordan and Iverson, including that, and Kobe, right? But my most recent favorite ones is when Kobe, in the last Kobe's All-Star game, you know, when he was kind of giving it to LeBron, you know?
I was about to say that was my favorite, too.
Yeah, he blocked him a couple of times, you know, because Kobe's Kobe, no matter what kind of game it is, you know? You're going to get Kobe.
That happened the same weekend when Michael Jordan hosts Kobe over LeBron of who's the best.
Yeah, and I think that's rightfully so.
Okay, here's some random questions. Ready?
Yes, go ahead.
How much can you bench?
How much thing I could bench?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to go back to maybe a couple of months now because right now I haven't gone to the gym in a while, but I'm going to say 185.
How do you have your pancakes?
My pancakes. Syrup.
Okay, so you don't add pecan or blueberry, chocolate chips. Just plain syrup.
Oh, what kind of pancakes? Okay, I think about like how do I have them, like with whipped cream or syrup. No, for a pancake, definitely with chocolate chip or blueberries.
Ooh, that's good. And which is more boring, golf or tennis?
Oof, I'm going to say golf. Even though I have to become a golfer, I think. That's where the money's at, no?
What's the best thing to have with cheese?
What's the best thing to have with cheese?
Yeah.
I think everything. I mean, everything. You put cheese in anything, man. I mean, recently I had recently my fiance, she made I don't know what it's called. She's Italian, right? So she made something that you eat with your fingers. So a whole bunch of different types of salamis and prosciuttos and hams and cheeses. So yeah, so I forgot what it's called. But
it's like it's like a spread.
Yes, yeah, actual food, not dip. And she made me have this type of cheese. It's hard, obviously, great cheese, but with honey, to eat it with honey and crackers. Oh man, That was the best. So I will say that particular one, Honey and Crackers.
There you go. Oscar, how can people reach you?
Oh, man, right now I'm ghost from any social media. But please feel free to follow me or DM me at alifestyle24 and my Instagram and by email. You know, clashrl67@gmail.com if you want any more insight in sports. And also, come to JER Church in Hialeah. Another way to meet me or to get to reach me.
And also, you're a recent realtor.
Yes, I just got my realtor license. Epic victory. I mean, 2 years in the making. So excited about that. Hopefully, you know, I can get more involved. I mean, I think the best investment has been so far for me having property. The best blessing and the best investment God has opened the door for. Besides cryptocurrency, right?
Don't buck up on Ripple. Well, Oscar, thanks for coming on to the Sportscast. Thank you for your NBA insight, and hopefully we'll talk later once the playoffs arrives.
Yes, definitely excited for the playoffs, and definitely next time maybe we can have a joint interview with my fiance.
Yes, she's more than welcome to come.
Absolutely.
All right, man. Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Thank you for your time. Have a good one. God bless everyone.